For 93 years, the Wilmington Journal has served the region's Black community. Now the Journal is facing severe financial difficulty, even as community groups pitch in to help. WHQR spoke with the family that runs the Journal about its historical importance and its current challenges. The Wilmington Journal grew out of the Gervais Family Printing Company, founded in 1901, just 3 years after the 1898 coup and massacre destroyed the Daily Record, the state's first Black-owned and operated daily newspaper. For Paul Gervais, a family spokesperson who has worked in newspapers for years, that's a major part of the Journal's importance.
It really is the bedrock for a Black newspaper in the state of North Carolina, because the first Black newspaper started in Wilmington, North Carolina, although it was destroyed in the 1898 massacre, it still is the birthplace of Black newspaper in North Carolina.
Decades later, the Journal would play a leading role in another defining episode of Wilmington's Black community, the pardon of the Wilmington Ten. These were 9 Black men and 1 white woman who were wrongfully convicted of being involved in a 1971 riot. The violence stemmed from racial tensions that saw white supremacists patrolling the streets, the National Guard called in, and ultimately at least 2 deaths. The convictions took over a decade to get overturned, but justice, in the form of a pardon, took decades more. Gervais credits the Journal's current editor, Mary Alice Thatch, with spearheading the effort.
The Wilmington Journal played an integral part in getting the Wilmington Ten justice, in that they virtually single-handedly went out and contacted the then Governor Beverly Perdue to get a pardon of innocence. It was a Herculean effort.
Now, like many print outlets, the Journal is facing financial challenges. A death in the family left a note against the Journal's office building, which is also in need of serious repairs. A fundraising drive is currently underway, with a $95,000 goal that, while it won't completely solve the Journal's financial issues, will keep the weekly paper up and running. Other organizations have chipped in as well. The New Hanover County NAACP has pledged $1,000, and Linda Thompson, the county's new Chief Diversity and Equity Officer, is exploring grant opportunities. A telethon is reportedly also in the works. These efforts, and the $24,000 already raised, make Gervais cautiously optimistic.
We have an uphill road to climb. I'm heartened to say that we have a number of people in the Wilmington community that are assisting in this effort. It's really a community grassroots effort that is transpiring to functionally save the Journal there in Wilmington, North Carolina.
For WHQR, I'm Ben Shockman.